Sport Talk presents The Return. We wanted to thank everybody this holiday season for listening, subscribing, following us on the Sport Talk app. I am Champ.
E-Rock.
And P-Rex.
And we really wanted to thank you all for listening to the show. You are the ones that make it happen. You are the reasons why we do this.
Yeah, week in, week out, you're always there for us, and we appreciate it.
E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines. E-Rock.
How can we make the listeners laugh?
Happy.
I mean, yeah, happy. Am I right or am I right?
You are right. And then there's Champ's choice, of course, and I just like to change things up a bit. It's my choice. And then, of course,
P-Rex's Power 5.
And why not?
But you know why?
Why?
Because the power rankings never make sense.
They never make sense, but it does make sense when you listen to us. And then we give you some fantasy stock exchange, because there's a whole season that you go through in the fantasy. And then we end with predictions. So thanks so much for listening. Happy holidays from the crew over here at The Return. And we are presented by Sport Talk. Thanks so much, everybody. Enjoy the show. Welcome to another episode of The Return presented by Sport Talk. I am your host, Champ Clayton. And tonight, we have a special guest on the show. But first, we like to always introduce our main host, E-Rock Estottle, this week.
E-Rock
is that right?
Estottle.
Yep.
I'm feeling especially wise tonight.
Yeah,
Champ.
Yeah. Well, you did guess the most right, but that doesn't always mean that you're right. You know what
I mean?
No,
I am right.
You guessed the most right. P-Rex, if you're listening, and I know you are, you sucked this week. And
what place did he get, second or third?
He got third, and he only guessed like 5 games right. So
wow. He
did pretty terrible. But in his stead tonight, because he could not make it for other reasons, and you know the reason, P-Rex, but to my left, I have the man, the myth, the legend, the bearded man himself, the original of the original cast from The Drought during the off season when we first started this podcast way back in 2017. We have Jay. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Yeah. Jay, he always brings a little fire to the table, but he's also soft-spoken. He's got this massive beard. And if you know Jay, he just fights you.
Yeah, I like to contradict things. I like to create arguments.
Yes, and tonight we will most likely have some arguments. We might have a fight, a battle during Champ's Choice. You know how I like to do trivia, E-Rock Estottle. And I forgot. I was about to just call you E-Rock, but I'll try to remember the E-Rock Estottle part.
Don't forget.
It should just flow.
I know
right off
it
the tip
should,
of your tongue,
but
you know?
I don't like to say it.
Because you've done it so many times.
Right. No, that's not true. I'm pretty sure you and I have won about the same amount.
In the last 3 weeks, I've run it twice.
Okay, easy.
And we're just going off of that.
Okay, well, you did choose a lot right this week, but for the show, we do have a good show for you. We are going to jump into E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines first. We'll do Champ's Choice, and Jay is actually going to be taking P-Rex's Power 5. He's going to take it over. He's going to give us his power rankings, and he does have a little spin on it, which we like, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to do a fantasy stock exchange a little differently again because it's the end of the season. Most likely, all of you are in your playoff and or championship. Good luck to all you in your fantasies.
Which RIP to all those people who had Drew Brees.
Oh my gosh.
I got so many texts from people like, man, are you kidding me?
I was one of
Did
those
he get
people.
Hurt?
No, he just didn't play well.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like from here on out. I was like, I miss something?
The last 3 weeks, he's gotten 10 or less, I think.
There's just a lot of championship
Still
games for people,
fantasy.
And I know Drew Brees mm-hmm. did not deliver.
He did not, Jeez. And as a result, I lost out in 2 of my playoffs because Drew Brees got me 6 points.
Wah,
wah, wah.
Whoa. Womp.
You know who else hasn't really performed at all this year?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Guess who has him? This guy.
Jay does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I actually figured that was who you're talking about because he hasn't.
No, I don't think he's gotten above, at least in my league, scoring is pretty close to the regular ESPN fantasy stuff. And I think the highest he's gotten is like maybe 20-something points.
Yeah, it's not.
And I'm like, for real, man?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers got paid a ton of money, and now he's starting to go down the toilet.
Yeah. That's what happens.
And it's true.
It's true. But at the end of the day, he still is a good quarterback, but I think he needs weapons around him.
Yeah, I think the weapon thing is big because Green Bay Packers are like, see you, Jordy.
Yeah.
And every person was like, What?
P-Rex wants Jordy Nelson to come back and just do like a year with Aaron Rodgers, and he's like, it'll turn around. Jordy Nelson is not going to turn it around.
Says P-Rex. The Packers fan.
Yeah, says the Packers fan.
It's not as bad as what it looks like. No, it is.
Well, at the end of the show, we always do predictions. I did put it on Sport Talk. Go follow us on Sport Talk at the Champ, at E-Rock, at P-Rex. Jay is also on there as Immortal Ghost. He might be changing it, but go follow us.
Most likely.
Go subscribe to our podcast and make sure that you share this stuff. This is the final episode of 2018, so happy holidays. Enjoy the show. Let's jump into our first segment, which is always a good one. Hail Mary. Let's do it.
E-Rock's Hail Mary Headlines, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, it's time for the Hail Mary headlines.
Hail
Can I get
Mary.
A holla?
Hail Mary.
That's close enough.
Hail Mary. You know the blitz? Blitz, NFL blitz?
NFL
from
blitz
64?
Hail
Mary. That's where I always say it because I get it from NFL blitz.
My classic move was the bomb.
Oh, everyone liked the bomb.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then you did all blitz. And then, because you can start rushing without crossing the line, so you're just like running on the line. Go, 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 go.
For everyone that can't see, which is, you know, everyone, we're all sitting there, like, jogging in place.
No, you know they pictured it, too. If they played NFL blitz, they know exactly because the dude just constantly.
It's a nostalgic run, man.
Running motion, man.
Yeah, dang it, now I want to play that game. Okay, so with the Hail Mary headlines today, Jay, this is his first time participating in this. So I'm going to give three games this time. And then we'll just kind of think of the first thing that comes to our mind. We'll say it. And then we'll move on to a couple of the overreaction, not an overreaction section.
Right.
P-Rex is not here, so we can understand what that section entails.
P-Rex is going to be so pissed that we're
bashing
just
throwing
him
under that bus.
Sorry, P.
Sirs and
we really do love you, man. We miss you. But we do got Jay here. He's
okay, so the first game we're going with, the Patriots versus the Steelers.
Okay, so I have one, and I wrote them down because last episode I struggled.
There was one he sat there. He's like, "It's funny. It's funny. Just wait for it." And then he said it, and it just—it
was not
at the moment. It probably would have been funny,
it was
but
Bortle-tastic.
Yeah, Bortle-tastic.
Okay, so my Patriots versus Steelers headline, Hail Mary headline is subpar Patriots. Now that feels good to say.
It does.
It does. Subpar Patriots. They've only scored 10 points in the last two games.
Which is sad because they scored 10 points.
I mean, sorry. They've scored 10 points each game.
Okay. I was like, well, they scored 10
exceeded.
This last one. So
that's what I mean. They haven't exceeded 10 in the last two games.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks in a row, let's be real, Patriots didn't really perform the way they were supposed to.
Well, but we talked about this last episode. We always give the Patriots a free card to still be in the power rankings even when they lose. Yeah, last week was a fluke.
It's the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's the Patriots.
Oh, okay, so. We're on the ref side now. Got it.
Yeah.
they'll right the ship. It's the Patriots.
It is okay, the Patriots.
Cool. Bill Belichick.
Yeah. What do you got, E-Rock?
So I put Brady leaves the game with 10 denitis. Get it? Joke with the 10s. But then I was also trying to think of Christmas, and so I just called it deflated balls. That's a joke on many levels.
Nice. Now we didn't really tell Jay about this segment.
Yeah, I got nothing.
He kind of got blindsided. So Jay, you don't got anything. We can move on.
Just first thing that comes to your mind.
What's the first thing that comes to mind? Patriots versus Steelers.
It can be a pure laugh if that's what it is too.
Well, to be honest. We're rated E, so I can't really say the first thing that comes to mind. So,
F yeah.
Not even that.
That does start with E.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, E-Rock, what's the next game here?
Okay, next one, Eagles versus the Rams.
Okay. You go.
You know what? Okay, so going along with my holiday theme.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Going along with thinking with the Rams, I just put Rudolph's nose ain't so bright.
Nice.
Because that's two in a row.
That is two in a row. So we all know that Nick Foles came and relieved Wentz because of his injury, right? So Nick Foles comes in and beats the Rams. And so mine is, and I don't know if you guys know The Who, the band The Who.
Yeah.
But this is a song that I'm playing off of their title. We won't get fooled again. It's usually we won't get fooled again, but come on. Can we really let Nick Foles come in and sweep through the final few games to get to the playoffs and then just win the Super Bowl again?
He's like, guys, I got this.
What would happen? And maybe you can say this is an under or overreaction.
It actually is.
Okay,
in
then
there.
See, the difference between me and P-Rex. No. I let E-Rock do his job, P-Rex, all right?
That's
why I
get paid
the big bucks,
world,
man.
But I do have a headline.
Okay.
Goff with the wind.
Yeah. Wait.
Goff with the wind, like Gone with the Wind. Goff with the wind, because the dude he hasn't performed the past couple weeks.
That is true.
He
clever.
Was garbage.
Garbage.
Just say it.
Hot garbage.
Yep. Okay, all's right in this world. There's only about one more phrase
okay,
we got to
okay,
say.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one for this is the Bears versus the Packers.
Now, if you don't know it, and if you've listened to our show in the long, long, long past. Jay is a Bears fan.
Yeah,
and not
yes,
just
sir.
A Bears fan.
Hard.
Yeah.
Da Bears.
Yeah, da Bears, man.
Yeah. He actually was one of the audio clips where he said, Monsters of the Midway.
That is
which,
them.
By the way, I didn't know that that was the original name for the
85 Bears.
The 85 yeah. Bears. E-Rock gave me that little tidbit of information.
Yep.
We got smart people on this show, you know?
Yeah.
E-Rock and P-Rex, you guys have done your trivia.
Was it E-Rock Estraddle or whatever the heck?
Oh, E-Rock suck.
E-Rock Estraddle. I just shed forth my wisdom.
Get out. And Jay, if you don't know, it's E-Rock Estraddle if he wins. It's Champ Da Vinci if I win. And P-Rex is P. Nostradamus Rex. So if we win the prediction right, the race at the end of the week, then we get to call each other
nice.
by our philosophical host names. But anyway, Bears, Packers, what do you got? Anybody? Jay?
The back sack, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, explain that.
You know,
did you not see Khalil Mack's sack on Aaron Rodgers?
No.
He was turned around and sacked him like
from his
behind
back.
Him.
He just ran into him and sacked him. Like
just
he just started
him,
plowing backwards. Like he was backpedaling and tackled just, Aaron Rodgers with his back.
Dang.
I literally jumped off my couch.
He just started barking.
Like for real.
I have mine and it says okay, so this has to have some context. Earlier this week on our Facebook, I posted a video of the movie Holes.
Great.
Where it was a Dallas Cowboys. He was wearing a Dallas Cowboys, the guy from Holes, and he's like, Zero!
And, Zero!
And the caption says, how many points the Dallas Cowboys got? Zero! So,
and he's in like a blue jumpsuit.
Exactly
he's in a blue jumpsuit with the Dallas Cowboys hat.
If anybody's seen Holes, they know exactly what it is. But,
yep.
So mine plays off of that, and think of that scene with this question and headline. How many touchdowns did Aaron Rodgers throw for? Zero! Zero!
He about had one.
He almost
but
did.
But he didn't.
But he didn't, and that is my headline.
Awesome.
Thanks, Holes.
Still delivering.
Still delivering.
And Stan Lee.
So mine is kind of a farewell to the Packers and ode. So, P-Rex, you may want to close your ears for this one. But I was going back to a classic movie that simply said, so long, farewell, I'll be the same adieu.
I hate to go.
But seriously,
their
go.
Playoff hopes have been shattered.
Have been.
They are,
zero. Eliminated.
Zero!
Zero! Zero!
Okay.
You know there's just a single tear rolling down P-Rex's cheek right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just listening to
now,
that.
Now, E-Rock, I do have the Womp Womp Game of the Week. We've just added this as a segment or a short in our podcast. Let's do your – or do you want the Womp Womp?
You can go ahead and do it.
Let me do the Womp Womp real quick. I'm actually going to give you some stats. Any guesses of what the Womp Womp Game of the Week is?
I don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
Was that the one you texted me?
Okay. E-Rock might know.
Well, there you go.
A few episodes ago, P-Rex came up with the term Womp Womp. Well, actually, we all kind of did it. We were all just like, womp, womp.
Oh, okay. And it's different when you put it in that because I'm sitting here, womp, womp. What the crap are you talking about?
So then P-Rex was like, hey, what if we do a womp, womp game of the week? And then I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. So the womp, womp game of the week comes to you as the Titans versus the Giants, okay? That game the Titans got 17 points, and the Giants didn't score. Last week, was that the game that the Giants won by four? Well, they scored 40 points, right?
Yeah,
something like that. So it's insane to me that they would not really succeed in this week at all. So I'm going to give you some stats real quick, okay? Check this out. So the score was 17-0. This is the game summary, all right? Missed field goal. Punt. Titans got a touchdown. Punt, 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 punt. End of half. Okay?
That's a fun game.
That was the first half. Second half. Interception. Punt. Fumble. Titans get a touchdown. Punt, punt, punt. Titans field goal. Turnover on downs. End of game.
Wow.
If you look at a game summary, that definitely describes what a womp-womp game is.
But seriously,
right?
Yeah.
Really bad.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota was 12 of 20 for only 88 yards, zero touchdowns, okay? The biggest player on that team was definitely Derrick Henry for 170 yards and had 33 attempts and got the two touchdowns.
I saw the highlights of Henry getting his touchdowns. So.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that guy's a beast. He's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Giants, Eli Manning went 21 of 44, 229 yards and one interception, zero touchdowns, obviously. Saquon Barkley, he only had 14 touches for 31 yards. That's
wow.
An average of 2 yards a carry.
Which is bad.
Really bad.
Yeah.
And then the receiving was just there. Evan Engram had 8 receptions for 75 yards, but at the end of the day, I mean –
Jeez,
well, with all those punts, it kind of reminds me, I think it was about 5 or 6 weeks ago, there was this video going around Twitter with the Chiefs, and it was our punter, Dustin Colquitt, talking to Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. He's like, hey, I really appreciate you letting me punt the ball. Feels good to get in the game. Because we just weren't punting. And our punter is just sitting there like, yo, like it'd be nice to see that field.
You're getting paid for doing nothing. Shut up, punter.
No, seriously. Anyway, okay, E-Rock, thanks for letting me present the Womp Womp of the Week. Now let's do a few of your things that you got.
Okay, so I got 4 quick ones.
All right, nice.
Okay, so the first one.
Quick?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, this is going back to this one of the same ones I did last week, but I think it has a little bit more merit this week.
Yeah, I love it.
I think Champ's already smiling.
I'm already smiling.
Where it's going.
I know where it's going.
The Patriots will not reach the Super Bowl.
Okay, so.
And I say that in part because, once again, they lost on the road. And they are 3-5 on the road.
E-Rock, you are sounding more and more like E-Rock Estadl as we move through this season and podcast. And I am starting to doubt that my pick, Patriots versus Saints, is the true Super Bowl. However, I still think the Patriots will make the playoffs.
Because it's the Patriots.
Because it's the Patriots. Right. But last week, I think P-Rex and I both said that that's an overreaction. Jay, what do you think? Now that the Patriots lost again to the team of the Steelers, is it an overreaction or not an overreaction?
I don't think it is.
You don't think it's an overreaction?
Yeah, I don't think it's an overreaction.
So you believe that they won't?
No, they won't make it to the Super Bowl.
I'm on Jay's side. Like they're 3-5 on the road. That is pathetic.
That is really bad.
And on top of that, they have slid out of the second spot.
It's true.
And the Texans now have a first-round bye.
Well,
and
Belichick,
a lot of analysts have said, basically, if the Patriots have to play on the road, they're going to struggle.
Yeah.
You know, if they're playing at home, they've got a legitimate shot.
Okay. So I think I'm with you guys on that. I think it's not an overreaction.
Yeah. Well, especially with Belichick's choice of, you know, we don't need to put a safety out there. Gronk, get out there.
Oh, boy.
What?
My back, Bill. My back.
Take my back, Bill.
You know Gronk was putting on his helmet like, why am I going out here? Like, this is
he's
dumb.
They were
he's
expecting tough. A Hail Mary, which is why you want the height.
An 80-yard Hail Mary, though?
Yeah, Bill wasn't thinking.
No.
He was sipping on his OJ after slipping those videos about Kareem.
It's not Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Drew Brees out there throwing the ball. It was Ryan Tannehill.
Good call.
So not an overreaction on that one.
Okay.
Okay, next one. The Eagles are better with Nick Foles. And I say that because there's a lot of experts saying that for some reason, Doug Peterson is not really meshing
with Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
It's true and sad at the
same time. And one reason, too, is that apparently the Eagles, they played a more rounded game with Nick Foles. Like, they're running the ball. They had good distribution just among all the receivers. But when they're not – it basically is always going to Zach Ertz, like a very few amount of people, but they're not running the ball.
Do you know what that kind of brings to my mind? Is that Doug Peterson is a good coach, and what a good coach does, and Vance Joseph doesn't do this, along with his offensive coordinator, is you set your quarterback up with a scheme that's going to best fit his capabilities, yes, and skill set. And so Carson Wentz's scheme is different than Nick Foles. When Nick Foles is in the game, he has a different capability than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a pocket passer. Nick Foles, he can roll. He can throw on the run. Not that Carson Wentz can't, but it's a different play style. And so that shows me, or tells me, that Doug Peterson is a good coach and that he's just doing what he can best for his quarterbacks. But it seems like the scheme for Nick Foles is more open to, you know, let's run it, play action, then let's swing it out, things like that. So I think it's not an overreaction. I think Nick Foles,
bold.
I think Nick Foles plays better for the Eagles than Carson Wentz when it matters.
Jay, what say you?
I agree with Champ on that one. I don't think it's an overreaction. Film kind of tells the truth.
Yeah.
Apparently. And they were, let's be real, playing the Rams.
I know.
Who have been said many times by tons of analysts that they are possibly the best team in the league.
Except for the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
yeah. So what are your thoughts? I'm curious,
to see, Rob. I think you guys aren't incorrect on that. I think he has done better.
Yeah,
I think Carson Wentz is the better QB without a doubt.
I agree.
And I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
No.
But they don't know how to use him as effectively, I guess, which is weird to say.
It is weird to say.
But yet they won a Super Bowl with him.
But sometimes the limitations of a QB open up the better schemes for the team,
which is
running the ball and being a lot more conservative, potentially.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, Nick Foles, he's going to come in and swoop in like a fucking eagle.
Wait a second.
He's going to swoop in.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what I did there?
I did. Took me a sec, but I see it.
Okay, third one. Cam Newton has already peaked as a QB.
Oh, man, that's a little harsh. according to the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, they're not going to make a quarterback change. They still believe in Cam Newton. Do I believe in Cam Newton?
I just sit here. I'm like, well, I'm glad he's not on my team. He's not my QB.
Say the question one more time. I want to make sure I say it right.
Cam Newton has already peaked as a quarterback, meaning he's either going to plateau or he's coming back down that mountain.
Overreaction. I don't think he's peaked. But I don't think he's progressing much. That one's kind of in the middle for me. I don't know, Jay. Silence is
no. I think I kind of agree with Champ a little bit, but I do think it's not an overreaction.
Like I said,
because
it's
the
middle.
Dude is a very emotional player.
Yeah,
very.
Yeah,
because like you can see, he gets into the game and stuff, but at the same time, I don't necessarily feel like the Panthers have good weapons for him to throw to.
They have McCaffrey, and that's about all I know.
Exactly. Well, and Devin Funchess, if that's even how you pronounce his
name. Sounds like a bag of chips.
Like, right?
Yes.
But that's literally it. I don't know. Is Greg Olsen still their tight end? I know he was hurt at one point.
He's injured in and out.
But
all
let's
the time.
Be real. That dude's near the end of his career as an
he's
NFL
like
player.
He can't last very
right?
much longer.
I was thinking like 92.
He's probably the age of his jersey.
Which is what?
88?
80-something.
Yeah. We're all like,
I think it's 88.
Tight ends are in the 80s typically.
Yeah, something like that. But no, I don't think that's an overreaction.
Yeah.
I think Cam's going to be going kind of downhill from here.
Yeah.
Unless they can get a magnificent team over the next couple years for him to play with. He's kind of. But at the same time, who's even their backup to turn to? They kind of have to play Cam at this point.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no
exactly.
idea. I couldn't tell you the backup. Yeah. All right, last one, Eron.
Last one. So this is a little different. So it's basically just who would you rather? So it's not overreaction, but
who would I rather?
Who would you rather, okay? I'm going to give you two players, and you figure out which one you would want to build your team around.
Okay, oh, okay,
cool. Okay.
Cool. Thanks for the context.
You just had to let me get there.
All right,
point,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So two defensive studs. Which one would you prefer?
Ooh, okay.
Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald?
Ugh.
And this is going to be the cornerstone of your defense. You get one.
I'm biased, so
yeah,
let's
he's a
be
Bears
real.
Fan.
But I'm going to base it off of the performance of the Rams versus the Bears. Aaron Donald, absolutely nothing that game. Really? Khalil Mack still did stuff. He still got some stats on that board.
For all those out there, Aaron Donald does lead the league in sacks.
He does.
Right now.
But like I said, I'm basing it off of that game. Hmm. And if I'm taking that game because I got to see both players that night, same conditions, same whatever, you can blame it on the cold, and I will argue that with you all the time because...
But it's not about the money. Money. Actually, it's all about the money. They're both paid hard.
Yeah.
Two of the highest paid players.
Yeah. Which...
Donald gets the money, and Khalil Mack's like, no, I get that record.
Let me hold my beer.
Well, right? But you know what? He's performed this show. Yeah, he was hurt a couple games, Khalil Mack.
Did.
But he's still been up there. I mean, he's
the
got...
The Mack attack is insane.
Yeah.
Fun fact... Khalil Mack has more sacks than the entire Raiders team.
Doesn't he have, like, more forced fumbles than them as Like,
the fact that Gruden got rid of Khalil is the most idiotic move of 2018.
And Amari Cooper.
Yeah. I mean,
the dude's not. I'm sorry. I don't know what. I don't know.
What makes Gruden so special?
Like, I don't know what they were thinking, but was it us that we were talking about, I think, like, through text message, that we were, like, for the first pick of the NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders select
the entire Alabama roster.
Because they're going to have all number one picks.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's literally what he has to, what Gruden has to be doing, mm-hmm. is because he has not made smart choices.
No.
But I believe, actually, I saw this, and I don't know if it was true or not, but a Bears fan literally sent a gift basket to John Gruden a couple weeks ago to say thank you for the Khalil Mack thing.
Really?
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Exactly.
Okay,
makes
champ.
You can't have him back.
Champ, who do you choose, real quick? Donald, Mack.
I would probably and surprisingly pick Mack.
Would you?
I would. The reason is because I feel like as a linebacker, since you're kind of a call, like a play caller, you just kind of have more of that captain feel. I know that when I played football, I always looked to my linebackers to make sure that like the. I know the line is the first line of defense, but your linebackers are usually the guys.
They're calling the shots.
That are calling the shots, and that means that, like, if they're not doing their job, everyone else is going to fail.
Yeah.
So I would say Khalil Mack because I think he would bring a leadership, which he obviously has.
Yeah.
The Bears' defense is insane, but Aaron Donald's amazing.
No, he's still an amazing player. I will not argue
that's
that.
That's a tough one.
But I would still take Khalil Mack. What about you, E-Rock?
Yeah.
I think I would also choose whoever the outside linebacker would be,
sure.
And in this case, it's Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen, you know, Justin Houston, when he was at his 22 sack season, like, mm-hmm. it was insane. You could not stop that guy. And teams had to scheme specifically to guard him, double team him, and he'd still, you know, get around him. And that's exactly what they have to do with Mack.
Yep.
So, big game changer.
Oh, I know.
Very interesting concept thing in between those two.
Loved it. And thank you, E-Rock, for your segment. Now we're going to jump into our next segment. And, of course, as always, the champ wants to take some time. So, I'm going to take some time. We are almost at the half-hour mark, so we will definitely make this fast. But here we go for our next segment.
Champ's Choice, presented by Sport Talk.
Champ's Choice, it's a classic choice. I like to do trending news, and I like to play games. But for today, the trending news item is the Pro Bowl projections, or the Pro Bowl votes have come in, so we know who is going to the Pro Bowl in New Orleans.
And that's super fresh news, too.
It is fresh news. Just came out today, so hot off the press. I'm going to give you a few people from the AFC and NFC that are going. And E-Rock and Jay, if you think in that category someone else should be in, just go ahead and stop me and we'll go from there. So on the AFC side, we have on the AFC Pro Bowl roster by position. So first wide receiver, not a surprise here, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown, and Keenan Allen. Those are definitely good wide receivers in the AFC. Tight ends.
Those are good.
Yeah. Tight ends.
Good receivers.
Is my Travis boy, Kelce, Kansas City, and then Eric Ebron, Indianapolis Colts. Makes sense. That guy scores so many touchdowns.
Not very good, I think, overall, but he scores touchdowns.
If they're going off the touchdown thing, and plus, I don't think he really started making a mark till like a few weeks ago.
It's true. It was about 4 weeks ago that he started coming out of the woodworks.
And so it's like, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
Well, E-Rock, it looks like your Chiefs are getting a lot of love. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Homie.
We got Phillip Rivers and then Tom Brady.
This one's – okay, that – I will argue he's for that sure going. One. I will argue the crap out
it's
of that one.
It's just because he's famous.
He's
Tom Brady.
He hasn't even had a
great
year.
Tom Baby.
No, he hasn't had a – Tom Baby.
But no, seriously, like
it's true. Yeah. Running backs, James Conner, Pittsburgh Steelers.
If he's healthy enough.
If he's healthy. Also, if he's healthy, Melvin Gordon, Los Angeles Chargers, and then my boy, Philip Lindsay.
He made it?
Undrafted, the first ever undrafted rookie to make it to the Pro Bowl.
That dude seems like he's kind of got a toot as well.
The reason he has a toot is because he didn't get invited to the combine. He went undrafted, and now he's one of the best running backs in the league.
I'll argue that last point a little bit.
Stops there. Guess what? You got a fullback even.
Yeah,
E-Rock.
Anthony Sherman.
Anthony
He's probably
Sherman.
One of the few ones
what
that exist still.
But seriously.
There's very few fullbacks.
Most somebody will pull like, their tight end over to play the fullback position when they need one.
We still have a pure fullback.
Jeez, look at this. Okay, so I'm going to give the outside linebacker, then we'll go to the NFC. Denver Broncos, we got Von Miller.
Who?
Get this, Jadeveon Clowney, Houston, and then D Ford, Kansas City.
Yep.
There you go.
So those are it. Can you guess the kicker? It's Jason Myers from the Jets. I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay,
I would have guessed Brandon McMahon.
Well, you should have known last week. We didn't know our kickers.
That's true. We did do that trivia. And
I knew
who
Chris Boswell is.
Yeah. Oh, he sucked. Okay, so NFC Pro Bowl roster by position. We got wide receiver Julio Jones, Michael Thomas from the Saints, Adam Thielen, of course, Minnesota Vikings, and interesting, Devontae Adams, Green Bay Packers. For the tight end position, Zach Ertz and George Kittle. Kittle from the Niners, dude.
Well, they have nobody else.
Because he got 209 yards against the Broncos.
They should just call him.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
You guys don't cover your tight ends all that well.
No, we don't. And I hate it. Okay, so quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Jared Goff, and Aaron Rodgers, also hasn't done so hot this season.
Again, I feel like it's almost the same thing as Tom
it's
Brady.
It's a beauty contest when it comes – I mean,
it's Aaron Rodgers.
It's a quarterback skill contest.
I say, if we're going off beauty contest, Tom Brady wins that. I'm sorry.
Well, can you think of anyone else, though, on the NFC that deserves to be the third QB?
On the NFC side –
Russell Wilson, maybe?
No.
Maybe Kirk Cousins?
No, I would take Russell Wilson over, or Kirk Cousins. One of the two. Like, Kirk Cousins hasn't exactly done well the past couple games, but, I mean, it's still decent enough that I feel like he's been better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not just biased again because they're in our division, in the Bears division, whatever.
Sure.
But, like, I feel like Russell Wilson's done a little bit better job than Aaron Rodgers has this year.
Running backs, Todd Gurley, Saquon Barkley, and Ezekiel Elliott. That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're good guys. Let's see here. And then our outside linebackers, Khalil Mack for your boy Jay.
Gordon.
Ryan Kerrigan and Anthony Barr, the guy who broke Aaron Rodgers' collarbone.
Well, at least they'll be on the same team this time.
Hashtag P-Rex.
Hashtag P-Rex.
Hey, by the way, the Bears actually started that collarbone injury.
What's that?
It wasn't Anthony Barr.
It wasn't?
It was the year before, or 2 years before the Anthony Barr one. We had a linebacker sack Aaron Rodgers, and he was out the rest of the season. That's right.
Yeah. So, AFC Pro Bowl roster by team. Phillip Lindsay and Von Miller. Let's see, what other teams would you want to know about? The Chargers have a lot. The Patriots only have two. Ha. Pittsburgh Steelers have a lot. Brown, Connor, got a guard, a D tackle. On the NFC side, the biggest ones are the Dallas Cowboys, the Los Angeles Rams, the Saints, and that's about it. I mean, obviously there's other people for other teams, but those are the big ones.
Well, it's unfortunate that on the AFC side, they're going to have to replace so many Chiefs players once we make the Super Bowl.
Oh, geez. Don't count your eggs in this basket yet, E-Rock. We know that the Chiefs have struggled in the playoffs. We know this.
We at
you
least
remember
make
this guy
the playoffs.
Named Andrew Luck?
Oh.
Yo, there's this dude named Patrick Mahomes that was probably still throwing pitches in my his freshman year of high school.
Kid Wonder, dude. That guy is insane.
That dude's crazy.
I'm so sad that he is on the Chiefs, but he is a thing of beauty on the football field, and I can't be upset about it.
Honestly, what a Super Bowl.
You want
that
honesty?
I wanna see.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll give you honesty.
Gary.
Think you're nothing, man.
I would love to see the Chiefs and the Bears in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be gold.
Like, that would be a great offense going against a great defense.
Which is usually the case.
Yeah.
It happened.
Happens a lot.
The Broncos-Seahawks, and the Seahawks owned the Broncos. I hated that Super Bowl. I was tearing streamers down in the third quarter.
Dude, you made it to the third quarter? Because it was like the third play of the game started.
It was the first play of the game.
Was it the first one that safety?
Over his head.
Dude, and that wasn't just slightly over his head. That thing went skyward.
Let's not talk about it. Let's get to the next part of Champ's Choice. Okay, so for Champ's Choice trivia game, it's going to be E-Rock versus Jay. Since P-Rocks. Since P-Rex lost to E-Rock, we're bringing in Jay to see if Jay can beat E-Rock Estadl at his own game, which is trivia with football. Now, these trivia answers are true and false. You got a good shot.
Oh, okay, cool.
But here's the kicker.
I don't know the kicker.
Yeah, we don't know kickers, bro.
No, sorry. That's not what I meant. Here's the thing. These are true facts, but I have changed parts in some of the facts to make some
throw
of them false, because they all were facts at one point, and then I removed something and added something different. So I might have changed a name. I might have changed a number. Okay,
that's dirty.
It's dirty,
like, for real.
But it's fun.
Let's get
and so
to
all
it.
All you listeners out there, get ready, buckle up, because we got some true and false coming at you. Now we let the visitors decide if they want to defer. You don't want to defer. We're actually going to give it to the home team, which would be E-Rock. E-Rock, you're going to go first. If you don't get it right, it's just going to go to the next question, and we just switch to the other side.
No pressure.
There's no way to gain control of that.
I'm a really good guesser.
Or we could do rally scoring like volleyball.
Let's.
If you don't get it right, then the point goes to the other player.
No.
No, not that.
That does not sound fun.
No? Okay, all right. Nope. So I think I got 15 of these. Facts, cool. Okay? And again, it could be I changed a number, I changed a date, I changed a name. There's going to be one small change, potentially, or it could be true.
You know he's just telling us all this, but he didn't change a single thing.
I hate those teachers. True.
Oh, man.
Or C for every answer.
Okay, so here's the first one. You ready? E-Rock.
Yep.
Okay.
Jerry Rice.
Oh, man. If any of you listened to the last episode, that was the answer for most of the receiving ones. And he said it before I actually asked the question.
And it was
Jerry Rice. So,
that's too good.
Okay. So here it is. True or false? Jared Goff's last two games, a 56% completion, 0 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and a 45.41 passer rating. Is that true or false?
False.
It is, in fact, true.
Oh, balls.
Starting off rough, E-Rock. Here we go. So now, Jay, here is your true or false question. Chance to take the lead. Tom Brady has won as many Super Bowls as games he's lost to the Bills in his career.
That's tough.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Tom Brady has lost as many Super Bowls as games he's lost to the Bills.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? Fun fact for you. That's why this game's so fun. We also learn things.
This is so much fun.
So much fun. So you're
educational.
You're both at zero. Okay.
Wait, what? You said it was false, and I said false.
Oh, that's right. 1 point to Jay.
No, you already threw the flag. You can't pick it up.
No.
Where's my red flag, then?
He did get it right. He did get it right. That was my bad. You did call false. 1-0. E-Rock, you're bored. Here we go. True or false? The 2018 Houston Texans are the first team in NFL history to win 8 straight after starting 0-3.
True.
That is true. 1-1. Jay, your question.
This is a total game show that I'm not winning
anything. In his 12 seasons, including postseason, Larry Fitzgerald averages only 10 drops a season.
I'm going to say true. That dude's got some good hands.
Is it false because he only drops it like three times?
It is false, and he only drops, on average, only 2 drops a season.
Wait, read the question again.
In his 12 seasons, including postseason, Larry Fitzgerald averages only, and I removed 2 for 10. So I said averages only 10 drops a season.
Okay. See what you did there.
So it could have been. But I did remove the 2 for the 10, and it's only 2. That's the crazy part.
Okay. I misheard the question.
Well, but either way, it's a 0 for you.
No, yeah. I just took it as like an average of like basically below 10, but yeah, that's my bad.
So, E-Rock, you guys are both at 1?
It's tied up.
Tied up at 1.
1-1.
Your question, E-Rock. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are the only quarterbacks to win 15-plus regular season games in a season.
Like, to win 15 games in one season?
15-plus regular season games.
False?
It is false.
Nice.
But it is accurate, except for a name. It is, in fact, Cam Newton and Tom Brady who have 15-plus regular season games in a season. The only other time that was controversial was Aaron Rodgers, but he didn't start the last game when they went 15-1. It was Matt Flynn who started the last game.
And Cam Newton hasn't peaked, huh?
he might have peaked. All right, so then it's 2-1 to Jay. Jay, here's your fact or false. True or false. Nick Mullins' 151.9 passer rating is the second best in the modern era for a quarterback in his first game, minimum of 20 attempts. So with the 151.9 passer rating in his first game, he's the second best in the modern era for a quarterback.
You know what? True.
False.
It is false. He actually
is the number one, right?
The best passer rating.
I don't even know who the crap Nick Mullins is.
Exactly.
The 49ers quarterback right
that
now.
That came in
okay,
after,
that dude. I don't watch 49er games,
no,
so it
no
makes
one
sense.
Does. But that first game was the highest in the modern era of for a quarterback.
Nice.
I know, it's insane. Okay, 2-1. E-Rock, your chance here to take a commanding lead of 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Chad Kelly has been kicked off a high school team, a college team, and an NFL team.
True.
That is true.
Yeah.
And what was that NFL team?
Well, one of them was the Broncos. I mean, the NFL team was the Broncos.
I'll say, who's the other one?
I don't know the high school or the college, but
college was
Chad Kelly. Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
That, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Ole Miss.
Like,
take me back.
I watched the Last Chance U or whatever on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it talks about him a little bit.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so Jay.
That's me.
1-3. Here's your question.
Okay.
Terrell Davis once played with a migraine that blinded him.
Well, the dude is an idiot.
Hey, Terrell Davis is the man, all right?
For some reason, I was thinking Terrell Owens.
Terrell Davis running
back. Terrell Owens is an idiot. Terrell Davis
totally
is a stud.
People. You know, let's say true, because that is such a bizarre fact.
I bet that is true, right?
It is true.
Because that's one reason. Beside his knees, he had really bad migraine issues that was just debilitating
for
him.
Well, I'm sure the head injuries from concussions didn't help.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's 2-3. E-Rock, your go here. As a quarterback during his sophomore year at Westlake High School, Drew Brees almost quit football because he believed he'd be better off going for a golf scholarship. 5 seconds. True or false?
This is just a crap shot.
It really is.
Maybe that's it. It's a crap shot. True.
It is false.
Dang it.
The actual answer is going for a baseball scholarship.
I would have guessed baseball. I thought you were actually going to say baseball. Well, and you said golf, and I was like, oh, crap.
So, E-Rock, so Jay, chance for you to come right here.
Let's take the next crapshoot question.
The Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to lose a game after scoring 50-plus.
False.
It is true.
I'd say,
dang it.
Because if you lose the game.
I suck at this game.
Well, I think it was the first time you'd ever had two teams score
that
much.
Oh, that's right.
Which means.
No, I was thinking the other game, but that was college where it was like 70-something to 70-something.
Yeah, that's.
And that was like, what, the week later or something like that?
Yeah, no, it's.
I suck at this game.
It's all right. It's all right. So, E-Rock, it's 3-2. Here's your question.
Okay.
During a practice at Seabreeze High, Sebastian Janikowski kicked an 82-yard field goal.
What really sucks about this question is if it's false, it's going to be like 75. You know? Like, it's not going to be false.
Amen. I just play the game.
I'm going to say false.
It is true.
No dude's way. Got a freaking leg, bro.
82
there must have been like
yards.
Nobody rushing well, him. Yeah, and he's like. He's like back behind the field goal running.
He's got like a 24 like mile an hour wind. 50
meter
it.
Dash right into the ball.
That is insane. All right, Jay, your chance to come back again,
that's
my
real,
friend.
It's not happening.
Okay, well, it's a 50-50 shot. So
it is.
Okay, Michael Vick holds the record for most fumbles in a career with 166.
You might have the most. The
that
most
is
injuries.
A terrible stat to have, man. And I'm gonna say true.
It
I
is
buy that.
False.
Oh, was it false?
Dang it.
It's actually Brett Favre.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Trent Richardson.
Because he should be, there should be an asterisk next to his name because you can't retire 14 times and come back, man.
Well, he did.
He
yeah,
also
he
has
did.
The most, well, he also has the most interceptions, so he has the most probably turnovers of all time.
Oh, absolutely. Most
probably.
Likely. Okay, E-Rock, you're still in the lead with 3-2.
Garbage.
Can anyone beat E-Rock Estadl? There's only a
apparently
few left
not.
Here. There is a chance for Jay to come back potentially if
I
you
know.
Don't get
it.
What I'm worried
it ain't
about.
Happening. Kay. E-Rock's beating me. Let's be real.
Philip Rivers, this is for E-Rock. Philip Rivers hasn't missed a start since Patrick Mahomes was 10.
True.
It is true.
Yeah.
That dude's like.
Well, I was thinking that because, I mean, with the Chiefs playing him twice a year, I'm like. No, he's always played.
He's always played. So E-Rock will most likely win this, but we'll play this out. Jay, here's just a fun true or false for you. Since he entered the league, no quarterback has thrown more interceptions than Blake Bortles.
Since entering the league? So Brett Favre's not in this.
Right.
And
It's since he entered the league. So whenever Blake Bortles entered
like
the league.
4 years ago
he
or
has
so.
The most interceptions, yeah, according
what was it,
to
like
this.
Four or five years ago that he entered or something like that?
Something like
three
that.
Three or four,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I'm going to say false. It's probably true.
It is true.
Because if it was just like within the last year, I'd put Peterman up there.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know?
Yeah, Bortles does it. So, E-Rock, just for fun to pad your stats, to be the ultimate champion in 2018.
Oh, for real.
Dak Prescott has the third most wins by a quarterback since 2016.
I'll say true on that one.
That is true. Everybody, E-Rock Estadl is the trivia master of 2018 during the return presented by Sport Talk. Congrats, E-Rock. Let's give him a hand. Come
I'll,
on
I'll
now.
Be here all day.
Rigged. Yeah. They just hate the visitor.
Stumped. Rigged. Stump the
man.
E-Rock.
Now, what stump hasn't Bob. Happened, and when we get
filing
to the
a
new
lawsuit
year,
against his ref.
I'm going to have P-Rex be the host, and I'm going to take on
there
E-Rock
Estadl. There you go.
Bring it on, man.
Oh, you have no idea.
You can't even bring Champ Da Vinci on, and he'll still
Champ
fail.
Champ Da Vinci will smoke you, okay?
Gay.
Gay. We're a happy show here.
Yes, we are.
That's what gay means, right? We're happy.
Yeah, we're happy.
All right, so now we're going to jump into the P-Rex is Power 5.
Oh.
Jay, so are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
The question is, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. So let's get this started.
P-Rex is Power 5, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, so this is P-Rex is Power 5, presented by me, Jay.
Jay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All
cool,
right, cool.
Cool.
I didn't say it with enough emphasis. So we're going to go through the top five teams on the power rankings.
After week 15.
Yes. So this is going into week 16 after these last
games. Two more
weeks. So we're going to go 5-1, counting down. At number five, we have the Chicago Bears, who are at 10-4. Previous ranking was at 6. And with this, who do you guys think the biggest breakthrough was on offense? Going from week 15 to 16.
Jordan Howard?
That is a good.
I would actually guess Trubisky.
And you are right, champ.
Nice.
Just because they based it off of his stats between the 2017 and 2018 years. But yeah, they were saying that he had the biggest breakthrough going into that. All right, on to the next one. At number four, we have the Los Angeles Rams.
Which is wild.
They fell.
They were, ranked number two last week on ESPN's Power Ranking?
Ranked number three.
Ranked number three. So they lost a spot.
So they're at 11-3, and their biggest breakthrough on defense was?
Or should be? Is it was or is?
So it's their biggest breakthrough from that game of week 15.
Oh, gotcha.
So on defense.
It was pretty forgettable, so I don't know.
Aaron Donald?
I don't think he did anything, though.
No. It was the safety, John Johnson III.
Of course.
I think they just said biggest breakthrough because of his name.
Probably is true.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, at number three.
The Chiefs.
We have the Kansas City Chiefs at 11-3. Previous ranking, number two in week 15. Biggest breakthrough on offense. Any guesses?
Damian Williams. Are we talking about just this one week or the whole season?
Yeah, the one week. At least that's what I'm guessing. They didn't really. It says biggest breakthrough, and it says like week 15 rankings, biggest breakthrough. So,
Patrick Mahomes.
Champ, you're right again.
Bingo.
That's not even cool on that one.
Yeah, no. He just, the dude's been tearing it up the entire season.
He actually had a bad game for Mahomes standards. He only threw two touchdowns.
Which he's at 45 this season.
He won't break the record.
He will likely
get to 50.
Yeah, he's, holy crap.
He's nits.
He's doing well.
So they're 11-3, ranked power ranked 3. Yes. So if that's the case,
then you have
to put the Chargers at 2 because they beat the Chiefs.
Yes. They are at number 2 in week 16. They jumped up from rank 4.
Yeah, no, they.
And their biggest breakthrough on offense.
Mike Williams? Let me guess, Phillip Rivers.
That's what I was going to guess.
That's how this game works. You guess the quarterback
guess
and you win.
Well, of course.
This isn't your game. The other game was yours.
See, I'm going with – I watched a lot of these games. I'm like,
Phillip
Rivers had a
game.
Normal game, except for he whines like the typical Crimea River type thing.
The one hit, he had legitimate reason to whine, though.
But I'd say Mike Williams had a pretty solid game for him.
And he's had 37 receptions, 592 yards since the season began. So he's killing it.
Is that what you're saying?
I was going to guess Phillip Rivers. But yeah.
Well, it is, in fact, Mike Williams.
Okay.
So he was catching some good passes
some
from
bales.
Phillip Rivers. Yeah.
Some holy
And,
bales.
Of course, at number one, we have the New Orleans Saints.
And P-Rex would come in and say, I still don't believe that the Saints are number one.
Yeah, Packers are probably up there in P-Rex's rankings.
Surprisingly, no, we haven't seen the Packers at all in the power rankings, I don't think.
Yeah.
But the Saints are 12-2. They do have the best record in the league.
Yep. And they stay in the same spot, of course.
However, one thing I do want to point out, all these top teams, especially in recent weeks, have looked very beatable.
It's true.
Saints
almost
looked
every
bad.
Team. Saints look
like
bad.
They look like they should have lost that game.
Well,
Chiefs
the Rams
lost.
Too.
Rams lost.
Like Chiefs lost. Like even the Chargers though playing the Chiefs, I feel like it was kind of like a
the Chiefs I thought played a better game, but we just fizzled in the second half.
Well, and
that happens a lot. Trust
and they went for two when
right at the end. Yeah, the most. Yeah. Coaches are going to go for the field goal to go into overtime.
Yeah. And that was just miscommunication.
It basically came down to my opinion who had the ball last.
Yeah.
Won that game.
Mm-hmm. And real quick,
what a game,
biggest breakthrough on defense for the Saints.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Taysom Hill.
Just kidding.
That dude is
now.
Playing everywhere.
The Swiss Army knife, dude.
Seriously, though. No, is the defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins?
Okay.
Rankins?
Right.
Something like that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a name.
All right, so with the Power 5, again, recap, 1, Saints, 2, Chargers, 3, Chiefs, 4, Rams, 5, Bears. Now, E-Rock, what does the playoff picture look like going into Week 16? there's going to be some games that are critical this week, I know, to plenty of teams. What's it look like for us?
So there hasn't actually been a lot of shakeup, as in, like, who's still
right.
in there.
They're all kind of hovering, right?
Yeah. And some people holding on for dear life.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the NFC, sure. you still have Saints, Rams, Bears, Cowboys. With the Rams loss, the Saints now take over the number one spot. So that's a big factor right there. And all those
– And them boys lost, and the Eagles won.
Yeah, and they didn't even just lose. They
lost.
They got spanked.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yep. So the Saints, Zero. Rams, and Bears have clinched their divisions, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Then Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings. But right there, you still have the Eagles at 7-7. I mean, technically Washington is 7-7, but let's be real, they're not.
They're not going
much.
Anywhere.
And then you have the Panthers at 6-8. Eliminated, you now have the Falcons, the Lions, the Packers, and that list is going to keep getting bigger with just 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
And then quickly on the AFC side, you have the Chiefs still at the number one spot, followed by the Texans, the surprise team, at number two, the Patriots, Steelers, and then the Chargers are chilling there at number five with the Ravens right behind them. It'll be interesting to see how the AFC is at the north with the Steelers and the Ravens turns out, because the Ravens are only a half game behind.
Yep.
And then right on their tails, you still have the Colts and Titans at 8-6, and then the Dolphins, and surprisingly, the Cleveland Browns.
Worst thing you could have said. Wow.
The Cleveland Bears.
Well, if I ever come back.
Let you know what I still think of the Bears.
Oh, but for real, man.
Dude, no, we're the Browns.
So the Cleveland Browns still have a prayer to get into the playoffs. I mean, they basically have to hope for everybody to lose.
A lot has to happen.
But you never know.
But you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly.
So.
But the Steelers and the Ravens, though, they play each other still once, I think.
Do they?
I want to say yes, maybe not.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I should know. I live in with a household of Steelers fans, but
gross.
Yeah,
But yeah, so the thing to take note on that'll be interesting to see what happens with the Steelers and Ravens, what happens with the Chiefs and the Chargers, which one gets the top spot and which one falls to the fifth spot, and then which team ends up getting that really the last playoff spot with the NFC.
Yeah, I'm interested to look at what our predictions are. I did post it on Sport Talk. There's still time. Go post on Sport Talk what your predictions are. Go vote. We got a few more minutes left. So follow at the champ, at E-Rock, at P-Rex, and we got Immortal Ghost in the house as
well.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's even correct.
If that's the case, either way, go find Jay. He's got a big beard. But now we're going to jump into the Fantasy Stock Exchange. Yeah, okay, that's good enough.
That was a good finish.
Yeah.
It's time for the weekly Fantasy Stock Exchange, where we tell you to buy or sell on current fantasy football players. Presented by Sport Talk.
Fantasy Stock Exchange, we're going to change it up because all of you are most likely in your championship or close to your championship games. We usually do a buy or a sell, but I just want to get the crew's comments on who you would want on your dream team. We're going to do five positions. Who you would want on your dream team for the championship game in your fantasies. Everybody has that dream team. So, if you had to pick a quarterback, E-Rock, Jay, who would you want on your fantasy roster going into the championship, and why?
I'll honestly go with the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, because the dude is lights out in every single game.
He's almost
played.
Projected to score about 22 points in a regular scoring league almost every week.
Yeah. And I feel like that's almost like an average.
Yeah.
Because the dude's a gunslinger.
He is.
And an accurate gunslinger at that.
You know, I would, in this situation, usually say Drew Brees, but the last 3 weeks he sucked.
Yep.
So I also would probably pick Patrick Mahomes as my starting quarterback going into the championship. E-Rock.
I mean, you don't need to hear.
You're right.
From me picking my boy.
It's true.
Okay. So then who would you want as your running back starting on your championship roster?
Todd Gurley.
Yeah. I'll go with Todd Gurley.
I would usually go Todd Gurley, but I actually would suggest either Saquon Barkley or Ezekiel Elliott. They run often. Goff is a thrower. Eli Manning's not. And but Dak sucks too.
Okay. Never mind.
Right?
Yeah.
So I honestly think I would put – I probably would put
But
Ezekiel
the way
Elliott.
Goff's been playing, though.
Todd Gurley
That ball
is
needs to start going
true.
Into the hands
but Todd
of Todd Gurley
more.
Has scored infinitely more points
yeah.
than the next closest person.
Yeah.
That's true, but he is questionable.
Well, you didn't say that was a factor.
if we were going into the championship this week,
then I'm checking my phone early on Sunday to find out what that final report says.
And then if that's the case, I will swap him out for right. Saquon Barkley or Ezekiel.
Or Ezekiel. That's right. Okay, so then your number one wide receiver, who would it be going into week 16 of your championship matchup? Who would it be? I'd probably pick Antonio Brown. No?
No, I was about to say, that's really all that's coming to mind. So I feel like Falcons haven't really been doing good. Or because I feel like Antonio Brown has not been producing all that well, I would actually go the other side of the field and go with Juju Smith-Schuster.
That's not a bad choice. Also, Tyreek Hill would
yes.
be on my list
another
of guys.
Another good option.
Julio Jones is always a safe pick.
Jerry also, Rice.
Oh.
Yeah, for real.
Always the
DeAndre
safe pick.
Hopkins. He's been killing it.
That's someone I would
it
be watching.
It depends on how Deshaun Watson does, though.
True.
In that week.
Also, here's a wild card. Would you buy or sell on Amari Cooper?
So.
I think I'd sell as well. We did say that Amari Cooper was the best trade of the 2018 season before the deadline. But I still don't think
yeah, I'm not,
he's had good games, yeah. but I wouldn't put him in my championship if I didn't have to.
I think I would choose either Tyreek Hill or DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Yeah.
If Adam Thielen has a good game, he's also an option.
Oh.
But he has to
good
be
choice.
It has to be a good Kirk Cousins game.
Good point. Okay. Tight end. Travis Kelce.
Absolutely.
Travis
yeah,
Kelce.
That's really it.
Yeah.
Or Skittles.
Skittle?
It all.
Giddle?
I feel like Eric Kittle? Ebron, though, has been scoring quite a bit of touchdowns.
He has, and I have him in a few leagues, and he has been doing very well for me.
Yeah. So the reason why I would take Kelce, beyond the fact that I think he legitimately is the best tight end in football.
And you're biased.
Is the fact
True.
That, obviously, I've picked three Chiefs players now.
Yeah.
is the fact that without Kareem Hunt, Mahomes is throwing it a lot more.
Sure.
And Travis Kelce is his favorite target.
Yeah. All right. Finally, if you had to pick a defense, who would it be? I would probably pick the Bears. E-Rock?
Go for it.
See, Jay's just looking over at me because he's just expecting me.
I
know I want to know your honest opinion on that. Like, who would you choose?
Who would you choose, E-Rock?
Well.
Would it be the Chiefs?
No, the Broncos.
I would pick probably about 31 teams before the Chiefs. Just to put
the
in
Cleveland the, Bears.
They probably have a better chance.
I think the Chiefs are ranked lowest in the NFL in a few parts of the
yeah,
defense.
Defensive
guys, side.
They are atrocious.
Yeah.
Which is
wild because they win a lot of games still.
Right?
That's insane. But yeah, I think I'd go Bears, maybe.
Well,
maybe
also
Rams.
I wouldn't go Rams. They're not the best defense out there.
They're not the best D, but they're good D.
But then the Bears do play the 49ers, which is a very favorable matchup.
Chargers have been good defensively.
Kinda.
Ish.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. Rams play Arizona in Week 16. Bears play San Francisco Week 16. Out of the Rams or Bears, who do you pick on your championship roster?
I'm biased, of course. Oh, but if I wasn't biased, I'd still be picking
the Bears the Niners.
Because they have, 26 interceptions and 30-something takeaways total this season?
Yeah, it's insane. The Bears' D is definitely monsters of the midway 2.0.
They're up there. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that is the Fantasy Stock Exchange, short and sweet and good to digest. So now we are going to jump into our predictions of Week 16 ahead. And after the predictions, folks, you Sport Talk listeners, friends, family, subscribers of the return presented by Sport Talk. This is the final episode of 2018. So happy holidays, you know. Make sure you share us because we need to get out there. The more people that listen to this show, the better the content's going to get. So keep sharing it and subscribe already, would you? But now we are going to jump onto the Sport Talk app. I'm going to give you guys the games ahead in week 16, and you guys tell me your predictions. I'll give you mine, and I'll give you the percentages on Sport Talk as well. So the first game, and these may not be in the same order as you're seeing on your screens, but Redskins at Titans.
The Titans.
Titans.
Yeah, I'm taking Titans on that one.
Okay. We have – oh, wait. Sport Talk voted 100% Titans.
Ravens. We are the Titans.
Oh, by the way.
That was a great celebration.
Did
a day,
yeah, good job, Titans.
Did they actually do that?
They celebrated with that
That's awesome.
Real good.
It was funny, though, because one of the guys was totally off.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw that. He was like,
well, you know.
They're all, like, rolling their hands up high, and he's down low.
The guys in the movies are actually trained to dance. Guys on the football
field
aren't.
You know how many takes they probably had to do to get that correct?
For real. For real. So then we got Ravens at Chargers.
My gut tells me the Chargers, and that's my pick.
Yeah.
But I really want the Ravens to go in and win.
I know what you mean. I'm going Chargers as well, 100% voted Chargers.
Yep.
Oh, cripes. My page refreshed. Hold on.
Wow.
I know. What a buzzkill, champ. Yikes. Okay. I'm almost there.
Big yikes.
Oh, my gosh. Where is it? Okay, here we go. Giants at Colts.
Colts?
Yeah, I'll take Colts on that one.
I'm going to go Colts as well.
That was a great pick for me last week.
Yeah, dude. 75% voted Colts, so someone voted for the Giants.
Champ, was that you?
Maybe. Maybe. All right, so the Texans at Eagles?
I'm going to say the Eagles in
an
upset.
That's surprising, but at home I can see it. However, I'm still going Texans on the road and 75% vote Texans. Jay?
Yeah, I'll take Texans.
Okay.
The Eagles are starting Nick Foles.
Nick Foles?
That's
more
because
like
Carson
Nick
Wentz
blows.
Can't really move.
We won't get fooled again. All right. Jags at Dolphins.
Okay, can we just say first, this is a sucky matchup.
The womp womp of the week.
But seriously.
This game will end like 6-0 like that Colts game was.
Most likely.
I'm going to say the Dolphins in this one.
My hand is a dolphin. I'm going to go Dolphins. 75% voted Dolphins. Jay?
I'll take the Jags on that one.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
We'll see if it pays off for them.
They ain't going to do another lateral win.
Packers at Jets. Now, this is interesting because, you know, a few weeks ago we said Packers most deaf. It's 50-50 split right now on voting. I'm going to say Jets at home.
And what sucks is that it really depends on who they play. Like, are they going to play Aaron Rodgers? Are they going to play all their starters now that it's for sure they're done?
I think they suggested that Aaron Rodgers is still going to play, but I bet he doesn't play full minutes. I'm going to go Jets on this.
I'm going to say the Packers just because I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers is going to be happy with a
5-8-1
season.
We couldn't imagine it the last few weeks, and it's happened.
But Irakastadl is choosing here.
Jay, what do you got?
Jets.
Okay.
What was that pause for? You guys are all looking at me like I'm stupid.
P-Rex.
P-Rex texted us just now, and he said he wished he would have came, so...
Well, sucks for you.
Yeah. But Jay, thank you for your Jets comment.
Yeah, of course.
It's funny that he texts right when we were talking Packers. It's like he knew intuition.
I think he did.
Okay, so Bengals at Browns. This is a 50-50 split on Sport Talk as well.
I'm going Browns.
I
believe in
Browns.
Them.
Which is, well.
I feel like I should be, like, ripping off my shirt and there's, like, a Jamaica loves you kind of, you know?
Okay, can I just say, this is a little vent. Vance Joseph has to go after the play call that he made. The score was 17-13, so we were down 4 to the Browns. We were 4th-and-1 on the 3-yard line. What do you do in that situation, Iraq?
How much time left?
There is 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left. 4th-and-1 on the 3-yard line with a timeout and a 2-minute warning.
Just one timeout?
One timeout, 2-minute warning. You run.
You go for give it to you go for Lindsay it. And have him jump over the line.
Exactly. If it doesn't work out, they're backed up on their 3-yard line, chance for a safety to get the ball back. Also, if you make it, you got 4 more downs to get 2 yards. But he kicks the field goal. 17-16 is the final score because
that,
he can't
that's
stop the
conservative
that
move.
Yeah.
Very
if you're
conservative.
Going like if you're going for like you, the season on the line, you go for it.
But you exactly, you can't be conservative when you're running for a playoff potential.
And where was it at? Like what yard line?
It was on the 3-yard line.
Yeah, and I mean if you don't get it, you've got them all
up.
The way, yeah. I would have gone for it.
Everyone would have gone for it. And in fact, and this is what I held off to say until the end.
Instinct.
They, according to analysts, they say that was one of the worst, if not the worst, play calls analytically made. They had a 58% chance to win the game if they would have went for it. Once they didn't go for it and kicked a field goal, that jumped down to 27% chance of winning.
Because then all the Browns have to do is just get one first down.
Exactly.
And they basically won the game.
And they did that. So anyway, I'm pissed. I hate it. I'm going Browns. I hope they win.
But no, but he's bitter.
I'm not bitter. So. No, did everyone vote Browns? Jay?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Browns. Interesting.
Yeah.
Buccaneers at Cowboys. 100% voted them boys.
Yeah.
I'm going Cowboys.
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Yeah.
But the Buccaneers, they're kind of like, hot and you're cold, right? No? Okay.
No.
Vikings at Lions.
Vikings.
I'm going to take Vikings on that one.
I'm voting Lions on this one, guys.
Well, can I vote tie?
Yeah.
You can. Well, I'll take that.
Okay, if you want it.
Division disgrace.
What are they going to be, 7-6-2?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be wild.
That'd be awesome.
But I like the Lions at home, and they're just off, up and down. So then this week, they're right?
No.
Didn't they lose to the Bills last week, right?
I don't know. They did. I don't follow them.
Anyway, next game, Bills at Patriots.
For the sake that it's actually at home for the Patriots, I will choose the Patriots.
I also am going Patriots.
I chose Patriots. 100%
voted Patriots. Falcons at Panthers.
I'm going Panthers.
If there's a game I don't really care about, this is one of them.
Womp, womp.
But I'll go Panthers.
I'm going to go Panthers because, again,
the Falcons screw us over.
I never vote the Falcons, which, by the way, they won this week.
Worked out for me.
And I hate it. I want to punch them in the face. I want to pour that craft beer just in their eyes.
Jeez.
Yeah. Bears at 49ers.
Bears.
I'll take Cleveland.
Wow,
the
dude.
Cleveland Bears.
That it one's just, never going
to
go.
It just rolls off your tongue, though, when you think
Jay,
about it.
Jay, if the Bears moved to Cleveland, how pissed would you be?
I can't even like express like how pissed I would be. It's like you go from, granted, I've never been to either city.
No.
But just by the sound of each one of them, Chicago's infinitely better just because they got good deep dish pizza.
That's true. I'm going to go Bears on this one.
Thank you.
Did everyone vote Bears?
Yep.
Sorry, I get in this tangent and then I don't know what you all picked. Rams at Cardinals. Rams.
Yeah, Rams.
Rams. I'm sure P-Rex would have chosen the Cardinals just for the sake of it.
He would have. Steelers at Saints.
That's a good one.
This is a good game because the Saints have had very close ones the last 3 weeks, and they've all sucked. And the Steelers just beat the Pats. Not that the Pats are any good anymore.
No.
Which I love it.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, I have to share this. On Facebook, I found a little GIF, or it was a video, and the caption said, "Is the Patriots dynasty dying down?" And then it was just this video clip of a guy in a radio studio, and he's just like, "I hope so."
but
seriously, I hope so. Anyway, I'm going to go Saints.
I'm going Steelers on this one.
I'm actually going with E-Rock and saying
going
Steelers.
Yeah.
For some, they pull wins out of nowhere.
But the Saints have too. Last week against the Panthers, they should have lost to the Panthers, but on the go-ahead touchdown by Kamara is what put them up just by 3. So I still think the Saints, even though they haven't been scoring as high, they have the capability to win when it matters. And they definitely want to keep winning because that's going to keep them in the number one spot to get that bye and home field advantage.
Yeah, they just need one more win to get that home field.
Yep. So it's critical. And go Taysom Hill. 75% voted Saints.
Wow.
Chiefs at Seahawks. This is a good one, too.
This is tough.
Because
this is real tough.
You think, oh, man, the Chiefs are amazing. Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm going
that,
Chiefs.
That honestly would not surprise me, though.
Well, after a Chargers loss, I feel like Andy Reid's going to figure some things out.
Yeah.
Figure out what went wrong.
And they have a long week, which is great. Yeah. And on top of that, so Eric Berry played 30 snaps, which was the entire first half, and then he sat out the entire second half.
Yeah.
Which
wow.
It showed with our defense.
Did he get hurt or something?
No, so he's coming back from his injury, and they're just trying to ease him in, saying, hey, you're not going to play the full game, but we'll start you off slow so you can get used to the game again.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Chiefs just because I have to. It's my team.
This is a 50-50 split on Sport Talk. I will still say Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm going Chiefs.
I can't imagine that they're going to lose. Also, what was I going to say about the Chiefs? I've lost it, so it doesn't matter.
Nope.
Last game. Oh, Chiefs-Seahawks is prime time. I feel like the Chiefs have had a lot of prime time, and for good reason. They've been.
Oh, yeah. It's been good games every time they play.
I mean, it's scheduled out that way, obviously, but some of them have been bumped to get to prime time. And it's because of Mahomes and his amazingness. I mean, the guy's throwing left-handed when he's a right-handed quarterback. The guy's throwing sidearm around a defender.
Did you see that one against the Chargers?
Yes, I saw it.
The guy was, like, about to jump and deflect it perfectly. He's like, oh, let me practice my sidearm baseball throw.
Unfortunately, it wasn't caught, but
I don't think the dude was even expecting that.
No one was expecting it. It's a pet. Jeez, Patrick. Okay, final game, Broncos at Raiders, and I hate to
this
think.
Might be.
I hate it.
This might
E-Rock,
be the womp womp game of the week.
I know. The Broncos are the Broncos. I hate it.
And I'm tempted. I'm so tempted to
choose
the Raiders.
I am tempted to say the Raiders, but I know that the Raiders suck. I'm going Broncos just because I think they're the better team.
I'm going to say Broncos, too.
And I don't think that they're a good team. I don't think the Broncos are a good team. I think they're better than the Raiders, though.
I'm going Broncos.
And I love my Broncos. I'm a diehard. I bleed orange and blue. And I could go to the game in 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure I'm going. I'm going to the Chargers game, guys.
Dude.
Wow.
I know. I'm so excited.
Are you sitting
I'm
like
beach days, bro.
You sitting like three rows from the top?
No. I'm in a suite. Free food and drink.
What?
I
That's
know.
Even higher than three seats from the top. I'm just kidding.
The suites are right in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Right above the lower
bowl. No, that's
bowl.
Cool, dude.
It is dope, and I'm excited. I hope it goes well. Also, I'm going to the BYU bowl game this Friday in Boise.
They made it to a bowl game, huh?
Yeah.
I will be a
like,
newfound Broncos
bowl?
Fan.
If
just for
we
you
beat
guys.
The Chargers, okay.
Yep.
Thank you, E-Rock, for one game only. But I'm going Broncos. E-Rock's going Broncos, Jay.
Broncos.
Broncos, 60% voted Broncos. But that is our show, the final episode of 2018. Jay, E-Rock, how has it been? Let's just recap what type of season we've had. Has the 28 season given us what we wanted?
I think so.
That Jay. Much more, man.
The Packers sucked. The Patriots are coming down.
Seriously.
The Falcons sucked.
Yeah.
The Panthers sucked. I mean, all the teams you thought were going to dominate didn't.
Didn't.
There's a lot of new players coming up that are dominating.
It's true.
It's so exciting.
It was a refreshing season, and it's been fun. We are not done, though. The return will go
return.
On.
The return.
The return will return in 2019 when we're going to get into 2019, and at that point it's the playoffs. So we're going to switch up the show a little bit. We'll probably get a new intro as well, just for the fun of it. We'll probably have Jay on the show again because it's a blast. We do have an extra microphone because we're set up super hot in this studio.
Literally, it's kind of warm
in here. It is warm in here, but in the cooler months it's fine.
Yeah.
But in 2019, come subscribe to our podcast, The Return. When the season's over, it doesn't stop there either, because then we start the drought during the NFL offseason presented by Sport Talk. It's just going to be an ongoing thing as long as we can do this. We love to do it. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share who we are. You can find us on the Sport Talk app. Go download it at The Champ, at E-Rock, at P-Rex, at
I found it.
He found it.
It's actually Immortal Beard.
Immortal Beard.
Yep.
You can find Immortal Beard as well. Go
That's how
follow
I roll.
Us. Go share us, man. We need the shares. We need the follows. Any help is great. And it is the season. Tis the season to be jolly and help.
So and sharing.
We ask that you share us, and we will always give you some good content. So that is our show. Thanks so much. As always, we end with a shout-out. I am the champ.
E-Rock.
And Jay.
And we will catch you in 2019 to finish off the NFL season. Peace out.